UFM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
UFM.
The official.
The Novos.
Thursday. Hey guys, how are we today?
Good.
We're doing really well.
Winter is here. We've really embraced the coldness this morning, haven't we? The suburb.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say subterranean.
Well, that's too long for me this time, Jade. Doesn't even make sense either.
So, I know.
Hamish has a duffel coat on. You've got your scarf on.
I'm embracing the cardi as well too.
Yeah. Oh, double layers.
The cardi, yeah.
I love the cold weather.
Yeah, you do. You're in your element.
It's so good. I just love waking up and, you know, snuggling in my blankets for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's tough though.
Getting out of bed. Yeah.
Once you get out though, you're like awake straight away because the cold hits and you're like, oh, and then you move a lot quicker.
You know, I was saying to Hamish earlier this morning, it reminds me of the time I used to work at the snow in radio and used to get up in the morning and it was like -2 and your nipples would be really hard in the. in the bathroom, and it's good vibes.
Well, high beaming.
Cut a couple of holes in that little shirt, you know.
How are you guys today?
Yeah, good. really good.
Yeah, really good.
Got my porridge.
You guys do fancy mug.
We're eyeing that off this morning. So
it's like one of those soup cup ones, but then it's almost got one of those Tupperware lids on it.
It's quite unbelievable, really. Ben actually bought them as far as mugs go. There's a red and a blue one at home, and I've never used it.
I was going to say, Jade.
Yeah, well, no.
I can't really see you buying Tupperware. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, the only Tupperware I buy is containers, and God, I do not know where the lids go. They just go missing. Tupperware and socks. I swear to God. It's a disappearing act.
There you go.
Very exciting. Obviously, this Friday, some restrictions being lifted at us running restaurants and pubs. So apparently, restaurants attached to pubs and clubs can reopen from this Friday. Obviously, social distancing rules still apply and whatnot, but it's good. Good to see some local business being able to open up again.
Get their schnitzels again.
So is it still 10 people at a time?
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So book ahead, I reckon, because everyone will be wanting to book in to get a burger.
Well, I was watching the news last night. Apparently, a lot of places already booked out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have 10 at a time, so you can imagine like 10 people an hour.
You'd need to put a timer on everyone's table so they don't linger.
Like a really long game of chess.
Yeah.
You know, they have those little clocks in the park.
All right, guys, you're out.
You know what one restaurant has done in Sydney? They've actually got a whole heap of cardboard cutouts of people, and they've also got some like audio of like, plates clanging, so it sounds busy, actually.
Smart.
Yeah, true. Well, we're going to get the latest with Hamish next, of course, about everything COVID-19. Kicking off the show this morning, though, Smash Mouth. I'm a believer at
New FM.
Yeah. It's 6:10. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Here he is, Newcastle's number one newsman, Hamish Finlay. Hello, mates.
From Newcastle.
Yes, Newcastle.
Yeah, I got skill keeping that candle lit. Okay, so the jobs data comes out today for this month, and it's not going to be good regarding the coronavirus shutdown, of course. It's going to be expected to be the worst in Australia on record. Unemployment around 7% or even higher. Now, that's around, they're expected to have costs between 400 and 650. 50,000 jobs. We're not quite sure yet, but we'll find out the data today. That's worse than the October 1982 recession, which is one of the worst moments in the world's economy. So, you know, and it's significantly more than that too. And as I mentioned before, the only reason that they're not actually drawing parallels between what's happening now and the Great Depression is that back in the 1920s and 30s, they didn't do monthly employment data.
Yeah.
It was only by the year. So we'll find out by the end of the year whether it's as bad.
Well, they were predicting up to 1 million jobs lost. So, I mean, there's some sort of reprieve in there somewhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, the government initiatives and people exercising common sense, it has very much helped.
A lot of people I know are worried that they're going to start rolling back these measures much sooner than they first predicted. So do we know anything more about that?
So what's going to happen is that because this was all rolled out in one fell swoop, basically, it was a one-size-fits-all policy, the JobKeeper and Job Seeker initiatives. Yeah. They're going to review it this month, and they're going to, next month, I should say, they're going to tailor it to fit different circumstances, or at least that's what they're saying. But they basically ruled out widespread rollbacks of the JobKeeper program, so that they are intent on keeping it until September, end of September.
Good.
Well, that seems because obviously, you know, a lot of businesses will be saying the longer we can keep this around, the better.
Absolutely, because it'll take a long time for businesses to recover from this. Mm. This is going to take a long time, well beyond September, to be honest. So, you know, as long as they keep that going and supplement the wages for employees so that there's not that impost on employers to pay the full amounts when they're not getting their usual amount of income.
Yeah.
As long as they keep that going for as long as possible, that's very important.
Well, the government's worried about, they're calling them zombie businesses. So essentially what that is business that would have closed otherwise, if they hadn't received these support payments, the JobKeeper payments, and they're worried that, you know, they're spending all of this money giving it to these employers, and at the end they're not going to
rehire
survive.
Them.
Well, they're not going to survive, essentially.
Well, yeah, true, but as long as they keep them sort of afloat in the meantime. I mean, as we were talking about yesterday, retail was in trouble before coronavirus.
That's
right. You know, and that was a bit... all at once would have been a big problem for them all to collapse at the same time. So, you know, it is important that there is a lifeline. Even if they were struggling initially, you know, we want to keep this going throughout most of this year.
I'm confused. So even when, like, all the businesses we get to stage three and everything opens, they don't think, like, wouldn't everyone be getting rehired back into their old jobs?
Well, a lot of people will be rehired, but the economy moves at such a pace that there needs to be, you know, some of the businesses will struggle even after the lockdowns are eased. They will continue to struggle.
Mm.
I mean, there's lots of economic considerations that you need to take into consideration. Mm. But, yeah. Just quickly moving on to testing. The McDonald Jones Stadium testing is going to wrap up this Sunday. So if you haven't been tested, you probably should get along there. Over 4,000 people have taken them up on the offer. Great little system. 6-lane, drive through, not quite KFC. You feel like more the chicken when you get tested in this place.
Did you do it?
I did do it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yep. And,
how'd you go?
It's not fun, but, you know, it's important to do it.
Did you cry?
I did cry. It didn't cry.
Amy.
It's funny because the nurse said, I'm going to stick this down your throat and make you want to gag, and I'm going to stick this one up your nostril and make you cry. And she was quite correct.
Basically
both times.
Brain. It does. Yeah.
It
feels like.
But it's important. And there is a reason why, and we in the government keep hammering the message to get tested, because it's estimated over 61% of Australians who do display symptoms haven't got themselves tested yet. That's not a good number.
No,
so
that's not
if
at
you
all.
Do have any symptoms, go and get yourself tested.
Hey, I have a theory.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's theory. I'm not a doctor or scientist, but I was thinking last night when I was doing the dishes. Right.
Yeah.
It's one of those dishwasher
eureka moments. Yeah. In the bath.
And I said to Ben, I looked up. I said, you know what, Ben? I don't think the flu season's going to be as bad as they're making out. I said, everyone's getting the flu shot because they're a bit scared. You know, everyone's saying, get the flu shot. So they're more likely to do it. But our hygiene's a lot better. So I said, the flu's probably going to go down.
Yeah,
it already is.
Expecting a lesser numbers this year, actually.
It's one of the unexpected benefits because no one, you know, social distancing. No one's interacting as much. And so the flu itself doesn't have an opportunity to spread it around
as much. It's incredible, really, how filthy we were. Like, I always used to...
filthy animal.
No, but it's true. Like, I always think back to medieval time. I think, I'd hate to be in the medieval, the mud. They used to throw the urine from the night before in the bowl out the window into the street. And I think to myself, you know, like, we thought we come quite a fair way, but really we thought we were that evolved and good with hygiene, and we weren't.
I love
and we
how
went
you
backwards.
Compared us to medieval times.
When everyone's just using a bit more of the
soap.
Hand sanitizer. A bit more.
But isn't it incredible how much it changes things, though?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the, you know,
that's
real
the
talk.
Message. Jade's like, we're keeping everything exactly how it is. I don't want the flu.
Indoor plumbing is good.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what we're, that's the uptick
tell
of this.
Tell me about it.
Medieval wench over here. Hey, what's in Jade's box? Thank you, Hamish. Playing next, we have a very cool VIP bell box worth $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Co. Order yours now for just $45 for a limited time. HunterBellDairy.com.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a shake, please.
All right, here we go. Ooh, that's really free in there today. Yeah, so well, it's a little bit smaller than usual.
All right, clue is serves as protection against the wetness.
Okay, taking your calls right now. The lines are open. 1310 09. Doing it next. New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM. What's in Jade's box?
We have some free cheese to give away today, all thanks to Hunter Bell Dairy Co. Order yours now from just $45 for a limited time, hunterbelldairy.com. All you've got to do is identify what's inside Jade's box.
Yep, I'm going to give it a shake. And we're going to go to Raina this morning. Or Rain, I should say.
Hey, Rain.
Hello, Rain.
What? How are you?
Hey, man, good. How are you?
Not too bad.
How do you spell rain? Is it just like R-A-I-N, like the rain?
R-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, wow.
Cool name.
I was just telling the guys off air, Rain, pardon why I called you Raina, because my mum's next door neighbour's called Raina. And it's cool.
Not the same.
Yeah, I think it is actually. I don't know. I know he's German. Like, they came over from Germany and stuff, and they're really cool. And they're actually these hardcore, they're like in their 70s, and they're rockers. Like, they love heavy metal.
Are you German, Rain?
I'm not German, I'm Aussie.
Are you a rocker?
I am a rocker, though.
Yeah!
There what do you like Metallica, Nirvana?
Yeah, a bit old school.
Nice. Yeah, nice. No better way. Well, what, I've forgotten the clue already.
I'll tell you the clue. It serves as a protection against the wet stuff.
Is it goggles?
Goggles is incorrect.
Oh,
so.
Good guess, though.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Cheers. I'm lucky. I'm known for this. My family is known for this, what's in my box.
Yeah, that's true. Coasters. They're famous for it. Coasters.
Coasters. Oh,
yeah, coaster family. I think I've got 7 sets of coasters at home.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, I know. We're a coaster family.
Do you
love coasters.
Do you have, like, novelty coasters with the pictures on the front?
Yeah, got different sorts.
I think that's my only coaster, the one that's in that box.
Really?
Compare and contrast. We're very different people, Jack.
I can't stand water on, like, the...
On surfaces.
I think that goes back to my days in hospitality and working in a bar, because that's my pet hate. If I work in a bar, I could, like, testing out the bar people. Like, when you go up and you want to rest on the bar, if you get sticky, like, from the drinks, because they're not wiping down the bar.
That's what winds you up.
I was always onto that. It's the OCD coming out.
You really wound up this morning, aren't you? You're like, you know those little toys that you wind up and they...
At the back? That's you at the moment.
I love them, like one of my chihuahuas.
After the news, we're switching gears and doing dodgy boss chat. Now, we were talking around the team. We've all worked for heaps of places over the years. And everyone has had... Well, a lot of people have had at least one dodgy boss, including one I had who I caught taking beer from the company fridge.
Oh, that's fine. What's wrong with that?
Not just one. He was taking the whole
case. Some would say legend.
Yeah, well, 13:10:09 next. Taking your calls. Dodgy boss stories. Doing it next after the news.
UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. De Novos. New FM.
Big news this morning, guys.
What is it?
All right, the much-loved Aussie band Powderfinger has shocked everyone by confirming their long-awaited reunion to play their first concert in a decade. It's actually happening. So Bernard Fanning, has come out saying, I always call him Bernard.
Saint Bernard.
I've been doing it for years.
Bernard Fanning.
I can't.
He's a big dog. He's in the house.
But anyway, Mr. Fanning said that they are getting the finger back together in... That's what I'm saying.
Popping the finger back in.
Getting the finger back together in our self-isolation time for the One Night Lonely concert, which will be streamed on their YouTube channel on May 23rd.
It's one of those things where they're all in their own houses and they all just bang away at an instrument at home.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool still.
As you call him, St. Bernard Fanning.
St. Bernard Fanning, yeah.
He always said they'll never happen. They'll never get back together.
They all say that.
I mean, that's
it's
true.
It's just a rite of passage for any retired musician.
Yeah.
They're never going to do it again.
$1 million was a lot of money 26 years ago when we got out of the business.
True.
And now we've spent it all and we need some more cash. Of course we're getting back together.
That's how you make money in showbiz. Like, if they'll tease us with, you know, some covers, some originals, some new stuff maybe. Who knows? It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, a lot of Powderfinger fans out there just hanging out, hoping to get a taste of this.
They've obviously been chatting to Johnny.
Oh, Johnny Farnham. Yeah. Okay, so, boys, you can do it.
So how do you make all your money? Oh, well, just pretend you're retired and never getting back together and then get back together. It's real easy.
Do you know what the trick to coming out of retirement for the 10th time is?
What?
Is you just do a duet with another artist. That's what Fonzie does all the time.
Oh,
he does
with Olivia
Newton-John,
though.
People all the time.
He's always with Olivia.
He's on a track. Powderfinger getting on a track with Dami Im, are they?
I reckon Powderfinger will do their one little reunion and then they'll do like an Aussie artist tour or something where a bunch of them do.
And then they change the location so they ham it up. Oh, it's in the vineyards. They're coming back for the Johnny Farnham Vineyard Spectacular. And then it's, oh, by the beach, it's the coastal section.
Yeah, because they're the two options, really, if you want to...
Concert promoter Jade over here.
New business. Next, though, we're chatting dodgy boss stories. I think we've all got them. If you've worked a few companies over the years, of course you're going to come across a dodgy boss. And we'll get into those stories right after this. 13:10:09 to join the show if you've got a dodgy boss story.
All right now, breakfast at Tiffany's, Deep Blue Something and UFM at 6:39. Good morning. 6:43 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 15 around the lake today. 19 in the city. Right now on 13:10:09. We want to know all about your dodgy boss stories.
I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. I'm a shine like glass. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss.
This is a little chat we were having around the team yesterday.
Yep.
And we've all worked at heaps of places before. Mm. And as a result of that, you're always going to end up with at least one dodgy boss story.
Yeah.
Perhaps my favourite from my time is one of the jobs I used to have to do, we had a drinks fridge at work. And the work had like an account with the grog shop. So my job was like of a Friday morning or mid morning, go down there, take everyone around the office's orders. Like, oh, do you want some beers or you want wine? Mm-hmm. What do you want? And then go down there, pick it up and, you know, put it in the fridge. What I noticed though is the order would always be really, really heavy on the 4X Gold. and then like the next week, the fridge is empty. Again, we only had drinks on Fridays. I used to think, like, what's going on here? Like,
is there a secret party that's going on?
Yeah, there was sort of like 10, 15 staff in the office on a Friday arvo, and the case of 4X Gold was going every week. And one day I had to come in on a Saturday to like fix something or I'd left, and I caught the boss carrying out the full case of 4X Gold. He'd obviously been doing that every week for as long as the company existed, chucking it on the company credit card.
He's like, I'm not getting any perks. This is it.
Yeah, that's right. Never paid for beer, that man.
Do you know what? Is it really that bad?
Oh, he's basically taking a case for free every week. That's like maybe $2,500-$3,000 a year.
Where was the money coming from?
The company credit card.
I love that you've seen him doing this once and you're accusing him of every week for, you know.
It 100% was because I used to do the order every week. I used to go pick it all up and I was like, there's 10 people in here, no one's drinking 4X and we still order a case every week. And I always wondered like where it was going.
So was he not drinking the 4X?
He'd have like one or two.
Right.
Like on the Friday and then take the rest of the case home.
Fascinating human.
It definitely
was. If nobody else was drinking the 4X,
Yeah, but like the order was supposed to be the amount of drinks everyone was having on a Friday. So, like, say, for example, Jade, you wanted, like, a cruiser or something.
Yeah.
I'd literally buy, like, two or three cruisers to fill the order.
But he was asking for a case.
Get his own case.
Just get a case,
that's
Mark.
Great.
That was very funny.
That's amazing. My dodgy boss, get this, there was an employee that went on maternity leave, right?
Mm.
And this boss was a crackpot, hey? He was just nuts. And we worked out it was him because he disappeared shortly after this. But when this employee went away on maternity leave, it was Anti-International Bullying Day. It burns in my memory because I think this is just so wrong what this boss did. He got this employee's photo. And he actually put the employee that went on maternity leave's picture on the dartboard, which was in the staff common room, and put some darts in their face.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
the staff common room.
And we all got dragged in one-on-one meetings with the GM because this was like the second in charge boss at. Was a bit crazy, and we all had to have the meeting, you know, get dragged. What happened? What do you know? And it was horrible. And
the person whose face was on the dartboard find out?
No, they never found out. As far as I'm aware, I know I was gone by the time this person came back from maternity leave. So
imagine the feeling that person would have felt if they discovered that their boss had printed out a photo and put it on a dartboard. That's quite a lot of effort.
It is.
Yeah, to get
on International Anti-Bullying Day.
Couldn't have timed it any
of all days. Like,
worse.
He was dodgy as they come. Like, that was just next level.
Shout out to him. Is he on your CV?
No.
Definitely not.
I don't think he's on anyone's CV. It was nuts.
References to call, and he's, not this guy.
Yeah.
Nothing like a story like that.
You've never had a dodgy boss?
Yeah, but I mean, look, it's dodgy boss overload and can't beat that.
We'll do dodgy boss part two another day.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's this Chinese cemetery, guys, that's launched this virtual death simulator that actually allows people to visit heaven. Unbelievable. I don't know how I really...
This
freaks me out, to be honest, but we'll delve into it in a second.
Technology. Hey, 6:48 with the Novos. It's 14th of the 5th. Why did I say the date today?
I don't know.
That's new.
Do you want to do the year as well?
2020.
Halsey, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, read this crazy thing that's happening over in China at the moment, because there's a cemetery there that's launched this virtual death simulator that allows people to visit heaven, which just sort of freaks me out. I don't think I'm into that.
I'll give it a go. It sounds interesting.
So this virtual VR simulator, they're saying, allows the visitors to virtually take the place of a dead person and witness what heaven could be like. So
what does that even mean? Well, like, is that... Like, because doesn't everyone have a different view on what their heaven
exactly.
is going to be
but
like?
But one of the biggest, I guess, things when people have had these near-death experiences, when they interview them, they always say there's a bright light.
So like they're just shoving a big old LED in your face?
Go down to Bunnings, a floodlight.
I was going to say, I can do that for like $19
well,
at the moment.
This is...
I'm flying to the to China.
Well, basically, you're paying for the more expensive version of that, Crevo, because it says, first person vision from the simulation shows a user surrounded by bright lights typically associated with passing away, followed by a bright explosion, and then the gates to heaven decorated to appear like a Chinese temple surrounded by clouds.
Oh.
Yes.
So this is what they reckon is going on. Once you pass away.
Do you really need to go to the cemetery to experience this? Isn't there like some sort of VR app you could download?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Just watch a movie.
Well,
I reckon sounds about the same.
Yeah. Well, the cemetery...
Or just live your life.
as well. But the cemetery's defended the idea and they're saying despite it looking like a scene from a movie, they're saying it could teach people to value their lives.
It's a weird, they got some weird stuff going on over there. I'm just putting that out there.
When a marketing person is paid too much money, this is what happens.
But it actually gets better. So the simulation also offers people the chance to participate as a hero who dies and is then able to look back on the events of their life, and they sort of tailor it and build it up for them to, like,
how they know what you're
be a
doing.
Better person. Well, I guess they interview, you sit down, you tell them about your life.
And
they're
then
saying,
they quickly put it in the computer, and yeah, you've got a bit more.
And
like,
they
you saved a, you know, they put a your cat life from a burning building or something.
Yeah, they put your life through a filter and, you know, make it more exciting and glossy and.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard, and I don't know how many people will be into it pretending to die.
I don't think.
Well, you said you
would do it for free as a radio stunt.
Yeah,
well, I'm not paying. Not a chance.
Well, I'm not into it personally. I think I'd rather just wait for the real thing.
Just go and live your life.
Yeah.
You know, you've got plenty of time to spend dead.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's going to spend heaps of it.
Hey, guys, coming up after the news, I've got a bit of a right or wrong next. So I really feel sorry for Mum at the moment because she's got both my brother and sister living at home, and they're both in their mid-20s. How old were you, Crevo, when you moved out of home?
18.
Jade?
18.
18 here too. My brother is 26 years old.
Oh, geez.
And he is no closer to moving out of home than he was when he was 14 years old. And I want to know, right or wrong, 26 years old, is it still okay to be living at home?
Oh, I say, yeah, I don't think so. Time to go. Get at least try it.
I
for
think
once.
It's totally like inappropriate because I moved out so young as well. I was like, you know what? It's time for him to go, and he's causing so many issues for my mum.
Oh, then
mom.
Yes.
Like, he's just taking over the whole household. Mum's like 52, and she's like, I just want to live the rest of my life in peace without any children.
Yes,
here.
I've
then go. If she's not happy.
Nah, I've got a different stance, but I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
All right, well, 13 10 09, right or wrong, is 26 too old to be living at home? Doing it after the news next.
UFM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
13 10 09 this morning, we're asking, is 26 too old to be living at home still? My brother putting my mum through an absolute nightmare period at the moment because he just won't move out of home.
It is, but in saying that, depends. Like, if he's got his life together and he's got a job and he's saving up for a deposit to buy a place.
And he's helping a lot at home.
That's different.
To me, that is the key.
He doesn't have a job.
Okay, well then, yeah.
I kind of feel for Mum because she's at home by herself with him all the time. My sister's recently moved back home as well. So she's, you know, essentially got a full nest again.
Well, it's hard.
She wants a break.
Yeah, it's hard though. If you don't have a job and, like, where else is he going to go? He can't. You know, that's tough. So he needs to get a job to move out. But I guess just the average 26-year-old who is still at home, move out. If you've got a full-time job, stop sponging.
I just could not imagine living at home at, you know, now, let alone when I was 26. Like, I don't want to be at home.
Yeah, same.
Just get out. Go. Spread your wings.
Yeah.
To me, like, you become closer to your parents when you move out. At that age.
Yeah.
Because you can appreciate it. You're
not
in each other's
more.
Grill all the time. Like, I think it's heaps better, but.
Yeah, well, give us a call. I'd love to hear from somebody that is still living at home to get that perspective. And if you're a parent and you've still got your kids at home and they're in their mid-20s,
maybe you love
older,
it.
And you love it, give us a call. We've got wine and cheese up for grabs this morning. Right now, fun some nights at New FM. Good morning. Overcast and some showers about today. Tops of 19 degrees in the city and at Maitland, 15 around the lake. And on 13 10 09 this morning, we want to know, are 26 years old, is it too old to be still living at home? My brother just won't leave. He is like a stain that not even the nappy sand will get out. He just won't leave my mum. She just wants a free house to herself. She's raised her children. Get out.
Is he a mama's boy? Does he just love his mum and he doesn't want to leave?
You know, they hang out together, they go to movies together, that sort of thing.
No, he doesn't have a job either at the moment. And, like, you know, like a lot of people, he's lost his job. But he's just, you know, how do you say to him, look, You need to get out.
No, it's hard for parents to do that.
I know, but she makes his food. She does his washing. She cleans his room. I'm like, Mom, stop complaining to me about it. Stop doing it
she's
at least.
She's enabling him to be there. Like,
well, I just think 26 is far too old to be living at home still.
I'd say the only condition it's okay if he's doing heaps of work around the house. You know, he should be doing all the washing, the cleaning, the yards, everything at least to cover some sort of rent.
Yeah, you've got to be helping out.
100%. If you're still living at home, you've got to be pulling your weight.
All right, well, let's take some calls, shall we?
Morning, Nick.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So, what are your thoughts on this? You know, 26 and that age, should you be out of home?
Yeah, definitely. So, I've actually got an older brother than me. I'm 30, and he's still living at home with a full-time job.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
How does that make you feel? Like, you say you're not a fan of it. Why? What angers you about it?
Well, so your parents are... So my parents are probably in their late 50s now, and I think they should just have their space. Like, they've lived for this long, they've had kids at home, they should have their freedom now.
So...
They just don't get that, so...
No, I agree with you, but has your brother... Is he saving up for a deposit, or has he... got an investment property?
No, he's got nothing. So he really loves playing his computer games. So
a gamer.
Yeah.
That's the same with mine. My brother's a gamer. He sits there playing PlayStation all day. It's no good, no good.
Oh, Mick, thanks for your call this morning, man. I hope you can... Maybe you need to have an intervention with your bro.
Hold the line, Mick. We'll hook you up with a prize.
Is it Laura?
Shauna,
how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So tell us, 26, Maddie's brother, does he need to go or can he hang around a bit longer?
It depends on how the situation is and how he is.
Okay.
I have 25-year-old twins that live at home.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me at all. They do their own washing, look after themselves, help cook. So it's just like... sharing a house, really.
Okay, and if you get on with them well, and they are pulling their weight, and that is one of the things I said, if someone's pulling their weight, I feel like that's closer to okay. But you're liking it?
Yeah, I do. One works. The other one goes to uni. She left home at 18, and she's just recently come back and gone back to uni.
Okay.
So, you know, they're both independent, and, you know, we do have... times where, like, there's too many people in the town.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's fine.
So you can see that, especially the one going to uni, right, they're bettering their life. I can understand. I want to support that. As a parent, of course you're going to want to.
Definitely.
Do you know what, Shauna, are they bringing their partners over? Because that would really peeve me off if they started bringing their boyfriends and girlfriends over to the house as well. It's like, you know, get off you go.
Okay, I think you've been in my house. My son doesn't have a partner at the moment, but my daughter's partner is actually living with us at the moment as well.
Oh, you got another child.
A chink in the armour.
Hold the line, Shauna. We'll hook you up with a prize. One more. Let's go to Christine. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I reckon you are the one that's still living at your parents' house. Am I right?
You are. But I think the last caller, it all depends on the situation. I have been living out of home since I was 17, independent, doing my own thing.
Yep.
Had a massive breakup about 3 or 4 years ago. Went and lived overseas for the last 3 or 4 years. I got back at the end of last year and decided to move back. But I give myself about a year and a half. I'm saving for a house. And then I'll be out by, you know, mid-next year sometime. Oh. So I think it really depends on the situation.
You're smashing it, Christine. How old are you?
I will be 33 in August.
I just want to give you so much.
I was a little bit late to start, but, that's my plan. So... if they're sitting at home playing Game Boys, not doing, you know, a whole lot, then I agree. I think, you know, they need a little bit of independence, but, you know, things happen in life and everyone takes a different path, so it just depends on every individual, I think.
Christine, I just want to say congratulations, like, for you're on track to get your own place. Like, that's huge. You seem like you've really got your...
Do you want to clap anymore, Jack?
I've been trying to clap for you for 5 minutes. But it's really good, though. Like, that's impressive. Like, you're on track, you're on a goal, and it seems like you've been through a lot and you've had a massive journey, and you got your shit together. Like, that's awesome, man.
Thank you. I have been saving my butt off, so, I'm trying my best.
And it's hard, like, saving up by yourself for a deposit. Like, my husband and I were trying to do it there for ages, and it's tough with two people, let alone doing it by yourself. So, good on you.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, thanks, Christine. Thank you for your call. Hold the line for us. We'll hook you up with a prize as well. Thanks for your calls this morning. Mm. I mean, that seems to be the thing, right? If you've got your crap together and you're actually saving and
on track,
you know, you're on track towards a goal for your future, great. But if you're there playing your PS3 and COD all day, probably not a great idea.
Was it Fortnite?
Right?
Woo!
It's getting real good at dabbing.
Oh, guys, a round of Love It or Loathe It is after this. I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic.
Awesome. Doing it next. 7:19 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
And I'm getting Crevo and Maddie's thoughts on the daily topic today. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Guys, I want to get your thoughts on Slim Tea.
3, 2, 1, go!
Now, I didn't even really know what this is.
So, basically, Slim Tea, it's Dieter's Extra Strength. This is an all-natural herbal tea that for women and men to drink. And it basically just, like... flushes you out.
It
makes
you... It's like the Chinese slimming tea that you get from the Chinese market.
It makes you do a number two and just get all rid of all that, you know,
that
build up within.
That's terrible to me.
No. So, obviously, you loathe it.
I'm not ever trying that. What an awful experience that sounds like.
How can you loathe it when you haven't tried it?
Because I can just imagine what's going on. The way you, like... motioned your body downwards as if everything was going to come out, including your guts.
I'm going to tell you, Crevo, it tastes like green tea. Like, you know, just tasteless green tea.
It's not terrible.
And you're on the toilet for half the day. Oh, cramps.
Not even half the day.
How do you think it cleans you out, Jade? You're saying it cleans you out. What are you, you know, just shit your pants? You're on the toilet for half a day.
That sounds terrible.
Did you say you love it, Maddie?
Loathe it.
No, I
think
you love it.
That's why I didn't take any this morning. Jade was trying to push me to have one before the show. I'm like, hey, no.
Well, look, this is only because, you know, obviously everyone in isolation at the moment, you've been eating a lot of junk food. I know my feed's just been filled with people just want to go back to the gym, and they're like, I'm constantly going near the cupboard. I'm just eating whatever's in there.
Yeah.
Raw pasta. I did that. 2 minute noodles raw.
No, what?
Yeah.
Nobody's eating raw pasta.
Yeah, I busted out the 2 minute noodles. I couldn't be bothered cooking it. I just like got the seasoning and I put it on there and I started munching it. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Doesn't that just tell you a lot about your character?
It does.
Because 2 minute noodles is actually the quickest food to cook in the world. The clue is in the name.
Yeah, no.
It only takes 2 minutes.
I just didn't want to go there, and I went on the couch, and I felt terrible. And this is why, like, I know, Maddie, you felt gross yesterday. You're like, I'm sick of eating all this crap. I'm just stuffing my face. I thought we should give Slim Tea a go today.
I don't need a tea to stop me from eating.
Yeah, but it makes you feel better. It feels like you've gotten rid of all the, you know, the crap food you've eaten inside.
I'm going to need more than a single Slim Tea to fix that sitch, let me tell you.
Well, I know what my plans are today, having a Slim Tea and feeling better about myself at the end of the day.
Yeah, but this is my point. You need to get through the pain to get to the point
of the
end of the
day. There's no pain. It's just like a natural laxative, basically. It's fine.
Awful.
Do you want me to have one?
I feel like you'd
be offended if I don't.
Yeah, can we please? I want us to go through the experience together.
Don't do it, Maddie. Why would you do it?
Because he knows that he was going to feel light as a feather afterwards.
Friends that poo together, stay together.
Yeah, that's what mates do, Creva.
Never, ever in my life have I ever thought that.
Yeah, but you haven't had friends like us before.
Haven't I been lucky? Not going for a poo with my mates. Ridiculous.
News time with Hamish next and Jade.
Yeah, I'm, I don't know, I've been feeling a little bit jealous, actually, of my sister.
Of your sister?
Yeah. Oh. So
it's unlike you.
I know it is, actually. I'm actually not a very jealous person. But I've been feeling a little bit jealous and guilty for feeling that way. And I'll tell you why after this. You can tell me if it's actually warranted.
Okay. Can we call her up?
Yeah, we can. If she'll answer.
Yeah, good. 7:30 with the Novos. Good morning.
UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Hey guys, just real quick, one of our loyal listeners, Jenny Craig, wants us to wish her son, Jason Craig, a happy 13th birthday.
Happy birthday,
Jason.
Hope you have a good day.
Of course yeah, it will.
It'd be awesome.
Get spoiled.
Jenny Craig would be a fun mum.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Fond
memories. 13. That's when you're a teenager at 13.
Oh, that's true.
Like it's a big moment, I think.
Well, give me one fond memory from when you were 13.
13.
The year you were 13.
Dawson's Creek was on TV. And I used to shave my legs, I think, for the first time. I really sort of felt like I was growing up.
Fascinating.
Jay was in here yesterday feeling herself.
I was touching I wasn't feeling.
You're feeling your legs.
Yeah.
Because she's freshly shaved.
You're rubbing them up and down right now.
I am rubbing. Because when it's a feeling, I don't know if as a man, you've ever shaved your arms before, or maybe your legs. I know a lot of athletes do it, but it's a good feeling when you're wearing tights, so you put on your pajama pants at night.
Feel the little prickles coming
through. Yeah, you can feel the smoothness. It's real satin, silky. And yeah, I've been touching myself for a couple of days on the legs because I'm like, ooh.
There's the promo for today.
But I have to say, I'm a little bit jealous of my sister. Okay, I'm the baby. She's 2 years older than me. And she's been getting special treatment from mum. And it's been eating me up. And I think we're going to have to confront her on the line after this because I feel like in some way I need, I don't know, to be included or, you know, mum.
You're feeling left out, are you, Jane?
I think mum really does have a favourite. And I think it's my sister. And it's because she's getting special treatment. I'll tell you why. I'm going to actually let my sister explain what's been happening.
This is deep.
Yeah, it's getting real.
Breaking up the leader family, 7:39, good morning. Heading for a top of 19 degrees across the Hunter today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Jade, we're going to chat to your sister. You've got a little bit of a reveal to do.
Hi,
Jade.
Yep. My sister is living the life.
You're jealous of her.
You're jealous. Why?
And I'm jealous because, okay, I know I live down here in New South Wales and I'm blessed. I love it. It's great. But all my family are up in Queensland. And so my sister gets to visit mum each weekend to the point where now she's actually sleeping over. And something's been going on when my sister's been sleeping over that I'm a little bit jealous about. And I'm going to get my sister on the line. We're going to have a little bit of a talk out because I don't want to have any ill feelings towards my sister. Brooke, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
You sound nothing like Jade.
Yeah.
Brooke. I was waiting to see if you had the high-pitched voice, but it's not there.
You don't.
No, mine's deeper for sure.
But she's not a man.
Who do you think's the hotter one out of the two of you, Brooke?
Depends if you like brunettes or blondes.
This is one for all.
The dynamic duo.
But, Brookie, it's about to get real, and I don't want to have a fight with you on live radio here in Newcastle, but...
We want to hear this.
We do.
I'm a little bit jealous of something that's been happening when you stay over mum's every weekend, and I haven't told the guys what's been going on. Tell them why basically I think your mum's favourite right now.
Okay, so every weekend I'm doing very long shifts at the moment, so I'm sleeping over mum's because it's more convenient. But when I get there, so she walks me to my room, she said, oh, look how nice I've made your bed. Then she proceeds to pour me a warm bath, and then she'll wash my hair, give me a head massage, put a treatment in, and then obviously we have dinner, which is always, you know, something really nice. And then when I'm ready to go to bed, she'll read me a bedtime story and pat my head so I go to sleep nice.
Now, Brooke,
what? Yep.
A couple of things I need to tell you. So, maybe about 6 to 8 weeks ago, Jade said to me, we were sort of having a chat about, like, you know, sibling, you know, rivalries and whatnot.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
And she said then that you are definitely the favourite out of the two of you.
Yeah, it's a mum favourite for sure.
Yeah. See?
If you're getting...
See?
I can't believe you're getting head massages while you bathe.
In the bath. Like,
I know.
And then...
It's cute.
You just glossed over something too, Missy Moo.
So you bathe with your mother. So Jay told us that she showers with your mum.
Yeah, they didn't believe me.
And you
mum's had a very kind of open... Like, it was just us two girls, so it was kind of very open. I think you don't understand until you've had, like, a... like kind of all female, like, because we never really had dad around, or, like, you know,
he was
always truck driving and stuff. So yeah, it's a bit different when it's just all girls in the house. But that's definitely true.
Yeah, but Missy Moo Moo, she glossed over cooking. So mum cooks a nice dinner. You're getting your favourite cooked every weekend: chicken wings and chips.
Yes, this is true.
I don't get chicken wings and chips when I visit.
Gold Coast meal I've ever heard.
You know what else she does? She's like, "Hey, do you want to take a selfie to send to Jade so she gets Stella's?"
Yeah. Mum encourages this rivalry at times. I love you, Brooke, but I have to say I am a little bit jealous. And at some point in your life, you're going to have to make it up to me. Feel a bit special.
I know, Jadie.
Why is it Brooke's responsibility to pass on the kindness of your mum? That's what I want to know. What's her fault?
Well, mum's getting old and she'll probably die before, you know. up to Brooke to look after the little sister.
And you wonder why she's the favourite.
Yeah, it's true.
So what are you going to do about this, Jade?
No, what's Brooke going to do about it? That's what I want to know.
Well, like, you're not getting very angry. I thought you might have got fired up a little bit here. You're very accepting.
You know what, though? When Jade is jealous or, like, upset...
She broods.
She broods and her eyes go smaller. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on right now, Brooke. If you can just imagine it, because I know you know Jade's face very well, when her eyes just start to squint ever so slightly...
Yep, the squinties. I know the squinties.
The squinties. Jay's got the squinties. Stay away. Oh, thank you, Brooke. Appreciate that.
We'll talk more about this off air because I don't want to air all the dirty laundry, but I love you.
Wow, what a fascinating insight into the leader household.
I love, do you know what? Very petty.
Yeah, that's true.
Mum's washing her hair.
Brooke's
and
working hard and, you know, doing long
and
shifts.
And I don't work hard.
Yeah, but if
very
you live...
Very petty arguments you so have small. With your sister.
Jealousy thing, I thought she was being given 20 grand or something.
Given 20 grand.
It's head rubs and a hot chips.
And I'm like,
a relax.
And a bedtime story, and mum's sitting there patting her head to sleep.
And I'm expecting that your mum's making some nice filet mignon for her. Just chicken wings
and hot chips. You see where the cooking goes in your family?
Yeah, but it's good. It's love in the meal.
That's
okay.
Right. Scooped it out of the punnet, love.
Coming up next, Crevo, we're talking actors that were almost cast.
Yeah, this is all because Marty Sheargold from Kate, Tim and Marty.
Of course, yes.
It was recently revealed that he was almost cast to play a Kath and Kim character.
I'm glad he didn't. I couldn't see him on the show, to be honest.
I think
they did it really well. I like how it's cast.
Anyway, this was just a revelation that's just come out. Of course, it was a massive show for a long time and a big part of the Australian psyche. But I've come up with some other interesting characters/actors that were almost cast for big roles. It'll blow your mind. We'll do it next.
7:48 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Ava Max, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, big story came out yesterday about Marty Sheargold from Kate, Tim and Marty, set to be, this was years ago, he was right up the last few people to be cast on the show Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, people were talking about how the show would have been different had he have been cast in the role.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, he's sort of got the same sort of vibe. vibe, and you could understand it. He, obviously, a comedian as well, and he would have done a good job, I'm sure. But it got me sort of going down the wormhole of other actors that were possibly going to be cast in other movie roles or turn them down or for whatever reason. One that comes up pretty high up on the list is John Travolta. Now, he's been one of the most successful actors of all time. You sort of forget about him because he hasn't done a lot.
In a while. Which is a shame because he's one of the best actors, I reckon.
Absolutely. He's a great actor. In fact, over time, he's $600 million his movies have made.
Wow.
So in terms of value, he is like one of the most valuable actors of all time. He still makes heaps of money as well off his royalties from Grease.
Oh, well,
so anytime you sell like a DVD or merchandise or a ruler or anything, he gets a bit off that. That's how he seems to claim or keep his wealth. But he was going to be Forrest Gump. In fact, they offered it to him and he turned it down.
Wow.
You know what? Wouldn't have been the same.
I totally agree.
It would have been a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. 100%. I think they cast that perfectly.
Tom Hanks, no, I don't think any other actor could have made that movie what it was.
Yeah. I think he won Academy Award for that, actually.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, Jade.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Who's there?
I just love the run, Forrest.
Run. Great bit in that movie.
Yeah.
For sure. Another.
What are you laughing at, Jade?
My favourite bit, actually, when we're doing Forrest Gump chat now, is when he goes, "We made lots of money because my friend invested in a fruit stock and he bought Apple shares." It's just such a great bit of writing.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that movie, like you say, you know, Tom Hanks is so important part of it, but the writing is so clever.
Oh, incredible.
Like such a unique idea for a movie. I think that's what sucks
so many
people in. There's
nothing like it. I don't even think there's been anything like that movie since.
There's no originality in films anymore, is there? I know that's a big claim. But
I agree.
Like mainstream films.
There's
movies,
a lot less.
A lot less.
All the ideas have been
They keep
done.
Just banging out, you know, different renditions of Marvel.
The Avengers.
And, yeah.
We can only watch 96 of those movies before we get absolutely
we
sick
get it.
Of them.
Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider. Like, we know the storylines too.
Very predictable. But, yeah, very interesting. Claire Danes is another big one. Now, she did Romeo and Juliet.
Of course, with Leo.
Right? Yeah. Huge movie. And she said at the time, like, oh, this has been quite a stressful time in my life. She then got offered Titanic.
Yeah.
And went, nah, you know what? I've just done Romeo and Juliet. I'm killing it. I'll pick up something else along the way. I'll turn that down. Kate Winslet makes a fortune off it. One of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah.
And Claire Danes hasn't done a lot since
she did a movie called Stardust. It was horrible.
You're not a fan of Claire Danes, are you, Jay?
No. And look, I did say something very mean about Claire Danes yesterday.
Let's not repeat that.
No, but
too mean.
It was too mean. I felt bad afterwards. I was like, you know what? That was, you know.
No, you didn't. Got to,
you know, but I'm glad she didn't ruin Titanic for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Another interesting one, just before we wrap this up. You know, Neo from The Matrix was actually meant to be played by Will Smith, and he turned it down.
Now, that's silly.
Yeah. He actually would have made great Neo.
He would have been good Neo, and he would have made so much money because, God, The Matrix was successful
Will
in its
Smith,
time.
His acting career's really going down the gurgler.
Mm.
No, it hasn't.
Jade, it has. Have
what has he last done that was good?
He did some weird show on Netflix. It was like a Netflix
point,
original.
Case in point.
Thank you. Let's wrap that up.
Hollywood blockbuster or Netflix original. You tell me what pays better.
Oh, God. Hey, going to go to the news next with Hamish at New FM 7:59. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos. We got love.
And a massive thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They always hook us up with the delicious coffees, and they're always amazing. If you're needing a coffee van, happymobilecafe.com.au. Get in touch with the boys.
Yeah, Carl and Benny, thank you again. Coming up next, guys, I know that we love chatting about North Korea sometimes because, do you know what? It's actually a very funny place when you read some of the stories.
Fascinating as well.
Funny is the wrong word because it's actually terrible.
Over there for the North Koreans.
But a story's come out overnight. You know the Netflix Michael Jordan documentary that's out at the moment?
The Last
Dance. The Chicago Bulls. Doing really well at the moment, but there's a lot of information that this thing is dropping, right? And a story has come out overnight about Kim Jong-un's relationship with Dennis Rodman. So I don't know if you're aware, they've got some sort of weird friendship going
on.
Dennis Rodman goes over to Pyongyang all the time.
It's really bizarre.
Some of the things he said in the latest episode about North Korea, like, he's dropped some real big bombshells about what it's actually like to hang out with Kim Jong-un.
So he was an NBA player from when Michael Jordan used to play?
So he was basically, like, number two to Michael Jordan.
Right.
Like, they worked together. He was always a bit wild and crazy.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever remember, but he had like the crazy coloured hair. It'd be pink one day, orange the next.
So he was like the bad boy of the NBA.
Absolutely. That was exactly it. And he'd always be disagreeing with refs, you know. Or did he shove the other player? It's hard to tell. You know, he was always pushing the boundaries.
So he's told the documentary all about what it's like to party with Kim Jong-un. So we're going to reveal what happened straight after this here at New FM after Harry Styles. Adore You. Good morning.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
All right, we've got to start MasterChef chat. Maddie, you've been watching it.
Yeah.
As have I. Poe last night, pretty funny, she didn't cook anything.
What happened? Nothing. She's on a cooking show.
Yeah, so she just did like a raw dish. It was like sliced fig and a bit of fish as well.
Scampi.
Scampi, that's right.
A little oil on top.
And that was it.
And she got through to the next round.
They loved it. Top five.
Wow.
I mean, here are the other contestants, right, slogging their little hearts out.
Doing like five elements, making their own ice cream.
Oh, it's like arranging some sliced fig.
Hey, you got to do what works.
Wow.
There's been a bit of hate for her, but I actually like her. She charms me. Like, she's a bit quirky.
She's one of your favourites.
Yeah, she's charmed me. Like, at first I was like, oh, is she going to be, you know, too big for her boots because she did so well and she's already famous in, like, food TV.
Yeah.
But she's working hard at it, actually.
I like Poe. I think she's fine.
Yeah, she's charmed me, like I said.
They all take themselves far too seriously. Do you know who I really dislike on that show? Reynolds.
Oh, really?
It's very unlikable.
Yeah, I'm not too far off on you on that as well.
What's wrong with Reynolds, for those who don't know?
Reynolds is just so far up himself and so sure of himself that it comes across as unlikable.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with confidence. There's nothing wrong with confidence. That's what everyone needs in life is confidence. And those who have it, people like to cut them down.
There's a difference between confidence and arrogance, though.
I think
that's the key.
Well, don't mix those two words together. He's arrogant.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yes.
Before you sit here schooling us on that, go and watch it and then come back and tell us.
No, I don't need to watch it when I'm getting updates from Crevo.
This is great. I feel good about that. Hey, we're gonna switch gears now. Katy Perry tonight as well, which will be big. I'm sure she'll be, you know, say some funny stuff.
And you'll be able to see her baby bump.
That's true.
Because in the show, I saw a picture of her as being advertised, and you can see a little round, little bump, little baby girl in there.
It was filmed back in March when she was here. Yeah.
She'd be huge now.
Massive now.
Yeah, huge.
That's a pop.
Britney Spears chat now, which I know will excite you, Jade. She's revealed that a couple of months ago, she burnt down her own gym.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So she was doing some relaxation with candles.
I love her.
in the gym.
Holy
and
dooly.
She burnt it down. Almost all the equipment lost to the fire, and it's only just been rebuilt.
That's insane.
She did an Insta story, and she's like, oh, and just FYI, I burnt my gym down.
I love you, Brit. I love you. She's into yoga and meditation a fair bit.
Yeah.
She probably had her eyes closed and was like, you know, transitional point in the meditation where she's deep in and...
Wow, I'm feeling really warm.
I'm the light. I'm getting towards the sun.
Yeah, I think that or all of the chemicals from the gym equipment burning is affecting me.
Do you know what, though? I love Brittany. Love
she's
her
amazing.
Hater. I love it when she's just... I love it when she's being herself. Everyone says she's crazy when she acts out or does something, but that is truly her. I think when Brittany's like that, she's just being herself.
Mm. Well, it's interesting you say that because Justin Long, who starred alongside her in a film back in the early 2000s, said that she was very down to earth and really chilled out. Like, that was a peak of her fame, I reckon, early 2000s. And he was expecting her to be like this big diva and difficult. And he was like, she was just really cool and easy to work with.
Yeah, old Brittany.
And at the time, like, Justin Long, he wasn't, like, a massive star or anything, like, compared to her.
Yeah.
And she was just really, easy to work with. So
she's very misunderstood, Britt.
Yeah.
I think you might be right.
You know, everyone thinks she's crazy because she shaved her head. She's almost, she's been, every aspect of her life has been controlled for so many years. And when she, you know, does these little, like, quirky little things, people accuse her of being nuts, but, you know.
I think she just had an identity crisis, like they all do, the child stars. That's what I put it down to.
Anyway, very interesting to get that insight
from
into
Justin Long.
Yeah, working with her at the peak of her fame, really.
There you go. Well, thank you, Crevo. I appreciate that. Up next, though, Jade, Carmex. Yesterday, you were trying to score yourself some free lip balm. You're always looking for a freebie. You have a go at me all the time.
But you know what? No, I don't get I don't want freebies like, well, yeah, I do, left, right, and center. It's true, but I...
Let's leave it there. We'll talk about this after the news.
Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. There's one thing in common that most radio announcers seem to have, and that is the love of the thing we call a freebie.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know, never opposed to saying, you know,
give us some of that. I'll try that.
100%.
Jade, you give me a lot of crap, and you do too, Crevo, but... Jade, your next level, and I didn't realise this until yesterday, because you have been trying for a good year and a half to try and get some free lip gloss from Carmex.
Now, how much is one container of lip gloss?
I think roughly $5.99.
So this how is many hours do you top. Reckon you've put into it over the last 18 months?
Well, look, I've been going from a different angle where I don't want to appear too intense or stalkerish, but, you know, maybe I like most of their posts on their Instagram, and I occasionally respond to their stories maybe once a month.
Do you reckon you put 10 hours in over the time?
Easily, yeah, probably.
So
yeah.
That's, is that 60 cents an hour if you get a free lip gloss?
Now, she says that she doesn't want to come across stalkerish. And then, of course, this happened on the show yesterday. We called Carmex.
Hello, it's Jade here. I'm from the Novos in Newcastle. I'm a huge fan. I'm on a radio station, and you're live on air, actually. I stalk your Instagram for a fair bit, and I have been trying to win your year's supply of Carmex moisturising lip balms, and I decided to sing you a song about my favourite one at the moment, okay? Here we go. Sugar, sugar, na 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 na. Ah, sugar plum, na 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 na. You make my lips taste nice. I wear you every night. So that's it. I'm wearing your sugar plum flavored moisturizing lip balm right now. And if you'd like to contact me and give me a freebie for giving you a plug, you can call the station on 4968.
That's enough.
Yeah, continue.
I think it ran out of time.
I tagged you on my Instagram post. It's at the T-H-E, Jade, Leader, L-E-E-D-R. Damn it. Oh, awkward.
You know my absolute favourite part of this is that you called it CarMax, which is a big used car retailer in America.
We have an update next after Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions in your FM. Good morning. Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Jade, yesterday you're trying to get some free CarMax lip gloss. Of all things, you know.
Because
she
I love
goes
it.
The lip gloss. I mean, I'm not opposed to a free meal. I'm not opposed to some free grog, but some
I'll
lip
take
balm.
A car.
Free money. No, but you don't understand. CarMax lip gloss, the original, it's the best. And I'm just dedicated to the product. I love it.
You're dedicated.
I can't get. It's the only one I really like to buy.
You catered a song to CarMax yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Sing us a couple of bars.
Go on, one more time.
Because the one I'm into, Sugar Plum. It's like sugar, sugar, da na 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 da da. Ah, Sugar Plum, da na 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 na. I wear you every night. You make my lips taste so nice.
So there's a competition going on at the moment where you can win a whole heap of CarMax lip gloss, yeah?
Yeah, that was like you can win a year's supply.
Is right. That at the moment or is that ages ago?
No,
when you,
you can sometimes. I don't know if it's still online. I think it might be, but it might be slightly different competition now.
Okay, what's a year's supply like? Three little tubs?
I guess it's probably 12. One a month would be a year's supply.
Is that if you're a heavy user, just heavy into the lip gloss?
So you gotta be. It's hard to get through a pot, but I generally lose them, so then I'm always buying more. I think I've got about 5 pots, and that's not even the other varieties.
Right, you are balling.
After several different calls to CarMax, the distributor that has the product, and the trolling on the Instagram stories, I believe you have an update for us.
Yes.
Finally, this is a year and a half in the making.
They got back to me, and they actually added that video I sung. We turned it into a video, put it on Instagram. They actually put me into their Instagram story, so they shared
big
it.
Big move.
And then they
You're
got back to me.
Now.
At 11 a.m., 11:17 to be precise, and they said, "Hi, Jade, we loved your video so much and wondering if you'd like to receive some CarMax goodies so we can keep your lips happy and singing." And, of course, I said, yes, I'd love to. And I wasn't greedy, and I told them, I said, "Look, I work at New FM in Newcastle. If you'd like, you can pop some extras in there, and I'll give them away on the show." I don't know if they're going to do that, but they asked me for my email. And then I got actually feedback from a listener saying that they went and bought one yesterday. They contacted me and said that she loves the smell of them and whatnot, so I screenshot it. And I sent it to CarMax, and they said, "Oh, my God, amazing. Thanks for sharing." So I guess the goodies are on their way, and we can all enjoy it very soon.
Well, I'll be trying it for the first time, this lip gloss. So we'll see how it compares to the normal one that I use.
You're going to have to really go hard on your socials with it now.
Oh, yeah. I will.
Once they send you the freebies, you've got to deliver.
You've got to deliver.
Oh, I'm okay with that because I believe in it. It's easy to do when you believe in a product and you love it so much.
What other products do you believe in? Because I tell you, if it's that easy, I really believe in Ferraris.
I have a huge...
I really believe in them. That and a MacBook Pro. God, I love them.
Well, she's got the free MacBook Pro for
a while. She's already got that. Yeah, no need to believe in that anymore.
Oh, well, look.
Always could have an upgrade.
Yeah. New 2020 model. Yeah, I believe in that.
Hell yeah. Hey, up next, going to check in with the latest with Hamish, Ari, everything COVID-19, doing it next in New FM. It's 8:47.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
I love getting the latest with you, Hamish.
Oh, I've give. That sounds a bit wrong.
You were
wrong,
saying
though.
I love giving it to you?
Yeah, that sounds a bit wrong. Yeah. Well, let's just backtrack that one. No, I'm providing you with the latest.
Information.
Oh, let's just move on quickly, shall we?
That was one of the great moments of today's show.
Oh, dear. I feel sorry for the rest of the show then. There you go. Okay, so let's talk about the latest statistics that have just come through. Of course, the Premier gives her press conference at 8 o'clock every day. 9,700 tests have been conducted for coronavirus. So that's right up there. That's what they want, between 8 and 10,000 a day and possibly even more. And only four new cases as well, too. One in regional New South Wales, but it's believed that all in all cases, authorities have been able to trace their source. So that's very important as well.
That's good.
And particularly with the McDonald Jones Stadium testing clinic, it's going to close on the weekend. So if you do need to get tested, you need to book in pretty soon.
Why are they closing it when they want more tests?
Well, I think it was always going to be just a temporary measure, but they've got clinics through the Hunter as well, too.
Okay.
I think just basically it's a resourcing thing, that one.
I think it's handy, that one.
Oh, yeah, very good. Oh, no, it's excellent. It really is
and
very
I'm
good.
And I'm sure they'd open that sort of thing again if they needed
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely,
like,
absolutely.
It's pretty easy to just the tents and stuff, set it up, done.
Mm. Now, economists say the unemployment rate for April will be one of the worst on record, and that will be the details will be released today. It could soar through 7 or 8%. The shutdown could have cost between 400 and 650,000 jobs. That's far worse than the number of jobs lost during the deep recession in 1982 in October. So, not good, but business confidence is actually apparently pretty high, and particularly in New South Wales. So there's always a silver lining. Another appeal for people to get themselves tested. Troubling statistics finding that 61% of Australians who do display flu-like symptoms still haven't got themselves tested yet. So again, go and get yourself tested if you have even the slightest condition that may be a concern.
That's right.
Always get yourself tested.
It's been made convenient enough to just, you know, like we were just saying, there are drive-through clinics.
It's free, isn't it?
It's free.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, sure is.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. For those who don't know, though, because a lot of people probably, like, I didn't know until I asked the question because I haven't had flu-like symptoms. Mm. So.
Yeah, let me tell you about the process too. Basically, you call up the clinic and you'll get into a queue. So you have to wait, but then they'll say, so the earliest booking time is such and such. This is when we can get you in. And you go, yeah, that's fine. They'll actually tell you which queue to drive into as well too. They'll say lane 6, lane 5, whatever. And they say get there pretty much as close to the time as you possibly can. And then you basically just have to abide by the people, the attendants is telling you to do.
I've got to say, it's so easy to, you know, ignore a symptom and not recognize that maybe you should go and get tested. I mean, I woke up with some shortness of breath, and it wasn't until a couple of days after I thought, oh, wow, like, I really should go and get tested.
Mm.
So that's the reason that I went and got the test, because it was a noticeable shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath is one of them. Scratchy throat or a temperature or anything like that, even a sniffle. If you've got that, do go along. And you also basically give you, you'll get a text and you just,
Very quick and easy.
It's
like
very
the whole
quick.
Thing is like less than 10 minutes
when
you get there.
Also, too, slightly concerning the amount of cybercrime that's popping up as a result of COVID-19. So the police are getting a bit of a boost in numbers to monitor through their cybercrime task force. There's been over 4,900 incidents of COVID-19 themed scams in the state in the last 3 months. Something to keep an eye on. They're also investigating improper sales of personal protective equipment and possible profiteering as well, too. So they're climbing down on that as well, big time.
Good to know.
If police don't get them, bad karma will.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah.
Laws so of the universe.
Don't think if you don't get caught by the police that, you know,
is this a
something's
message
not going
to
come
all
your
criminals
way.
Out there?
Exactly.
I don't know how much funding there is for the Department of Karma, though. So, you know, I'll just hope the cops do their job. No, they will.
Now, Hamish, what are your thoughts on everything that's happening this Friday, tomorrow? Obviously, some things are opening up. Obviously, we've got to keep our distance. A lot of venues will be open, of course, if they're attached to restaurants.
Yep. Clubs and pubs are the latest ones to be confirmed overnight. And there was a bit of a question, why are cafes and restaurants opening and bistros aren't? And so the government said, not the actual bar area or the gambling areas, but just the where you can get food. No, it's a good idea. I mean, look, 10 people, that's not many people to have in a restaurant. And I think a lot of them are basically thinking, oh, gee, is it even worth opening for that amount of people?
I think there's time limits, Hamish. I saw it pop up on the news. Yeah, but I think that would have been from a different state, because I think all the states are different of how long people can stay in the restaurant or the pub for, because they're going to have... There's 10 people.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, the locals who go to their favourite pub every, you know, on the reg... They go there all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at what point do they say, look, sorry, you've got to leave so the next lot can
someone
come through?
Someone else wants pasta.
They're leaving that up to largely to businesses to enforce, police and to enforce
right.
it. And, you know, I think it would be in their best interest from a commercial point of interest. Yeah. Have you ever been to a cafe where you've just had one coffee and you've sat there for an hour and a half with a friend just nattering away and you get a dirty look from the waitress? Yeah. It's like, come on.
Just don't be that person. That's all I'm saying, like, to everyone out there. Go out, but, you know, be respectful.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, because it's going to be a lot of people who want to go out and enjoy their time,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Hamish.
No
appreciate
worries, guys.
That. Friday tomorrow, guys. Had a great day today. Hope you have a good fun afternoon.
Yeah, me too.
Afternoon.
Yeah, having a great, great time.
We'll catch you tomorrow. 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes with Lizzie. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. See you. Bye.
Bye, Luca.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.